Although the great perfection is incredibly auspicious, however, we need to be really diligent and apply ourselves. And what I'm teaching now is towards the students that have finished requesting for the pith instructions. And I don't really believe you should have problems, because right from the beginning you've been following the path of clear light, the words of my perfect teacher that was written by Patril Rinpoche, and you've really received a lot of teachings on the preliminary practices. And you understand that whatever is appearing is just delusory appearances when we are meditating. However, some people really, really attach to these things. They attach to material things, and then they say, oh, this and this and this and that and that and that. None of this is so important. Those people that say, oh, I heard this, or I saw this, or I had this vision, don't pay attention to these people. Don't answer them. This is not a sign of some kind of realization. These people have even more deep attachment, aversion, and ignorance, and they have a lot of jealousy. What you see is only superficial. It hasn't truly entered into their mind stream. Don't pay attention to these people that say they see all of these things. The other day there was somebody in the Northeast that said, oh, they were sitting there, and then all of a sudden they saw the Yidam, and then the teacher that was teaching suddenly became a deity, and all sorts of things happened. And these people sometimes, in their eyes, maybe there is some impurity in their channels, and so they see all sorts of things. They see the Buddha as normal, and they see normal things as Buddha. Don't pay attention to this. Some people think, oh, you see, this person can see all these things. Maybe they're enlightened or they're liberated. They haven't any kind of realization. Don't follow these things. Don't believe these things. Don't be confused. Don't get lost. What is the standard? Renunciation, bodhicitta, and realizing the true nature of mind. Practice the Trektor pith instructions, the Togo pith instructions. Realize the essence of all of these pith instructions of the great perfection. This is what is most important. All of the other things that happen are appearances of the different karma of sentient beings. And really, the karma is incredible. All kinds of thinking and appearances can arise. All of these are confused. They are all the appearances of karma. What are the standards? Renunciation, bodhicitta, and realizing the true nature of mind. Everything else that happens is not important. Even if you fly into the sky, this is not important. What we have to have is the right mindfulness and the right awareness. And people who know this are practitioners. Knowing what practitioners are and what are the standards for practitioners. Knowing what the knowledge of theory is and what the wisdom of practice is. What are the differences between practicing and meditative concentration? The differences between meditative concentration and realizing the great Dhammakaya. The essential points we must master well and practice and realize the essential points. Do we have renunciation? Do we have bodhicitta? This is what is important in realizing the true nature of mind. All of these are explained in the path that if we follow Guru Rinpoche, Padmasambhava, Ati Yoga, Ani Yoga, all of this is before our eyes. We follow what Buddha has taught, what Guru Rinpoche has laid out for us. All of these other things, maybe we can call them special effects. All of these other appearances, don't pay attention to all of these. They really are nothing. Don't get involved in all of these things and then just bring a negative influence, impression to others. Settle down and look into your own mind. Do I truly have bodhicitta within my own mind? The second standard is, do I have the belief in my Vajraguru, that my Vajraguru is just like Buddha? And the third, have I realized the true nature of mind or not? following this, we're not going to digress from the path, and definitely we'll be able to attain Buddhahood. Don't be worried and anxious about all the other things. We must have the ability to analyze this and to understand this for ourselves, whether or not we are practicing correctly or not, and whether other people are practicing correctly or not. We can have this ability to observe this. It's not that we will be able to help them. At least we'll know, oh, they don't have the standards of those three requirements. So everything that is happening is really just illusory, delusory. It's very important that we master these pith instructions. Everybody, pay attention to all of these things. Return home, practice well, be united. Look after each other and in your family as well. Don't create conflicts in your home. And in addition, don't be attached to friends and relatives and family. Still, we love everybody, we're kind to everybody, and we treat them equally. This is a practice of great love and kindness. If we are very good to them in a very selfish way, then in reality, it harms others. We must definitely be very good to our families, and especially our parents. They're really of great merit to us. And the children, look after them, raise them well, give them the opportunity to have a good education, and also give them a good grounding in the importance of compassion and kindness, that later on they can also benefit others and benefit society. Practice and be happy, joyful. Our ultimate goal is to attain enlightenment. However, in the process, we can still treat everybody well, have compassion towards everybody, those people around us, those people with whom we have karmic connections, bring them some joy and happiness. Help them that they may be healthy and happy and joyful is also a way of benefiting sentient beings. This is what we should do anyway. This should be our responsibility. This is an opportunity to accumulate really vast merit. And so we start benefiting within our normal daily life in practicing Buddhism, all the way through to enlightenment. And in this way, really, it can be a wonderful life and a very healthy path forward in our practice. A path to Buddhahood doesn't have to be extreme. Buddha never said that this is the case. Best is to benefit beings with compassion and kindness and benefit as many people and beings as possible, and at the same time grow and improve and attain Buddhahood together. And together we can be happy and fortunate, and this is the practice of Buddhism. Understand this, and then we can perfect our practices by settling down or in normal daily life. Yama Dido Gonda Yi Vyan Sotajin.